chapter 20. Through the overhead foliage, midday sunlight dappled a lacy pattern upon the three otters resting in a woodland glade. Big Colin Galedeep rubbed his midriff ruefully.
I never realized the journey would be this long. We should have brought some victuals along with us, mate.
Letho flicked a curious insect away from his eyelid.
Do you think you'll last a day out, or will you perish of starvation before sunset?
Colin sighed gustily.
That's all right for you to say, Shellhound, but I've got to eat to keep up with me size. A midget like you only has to eat once every season.
Banya Stream Dog patted the big fellow's paw in mock sympathy.
Poor Colin. Must be awful being a giant. You stay here and save your strength, mate. I'll go and see if I can find something to tempt your appetite.
She rose giggling and slid off through the undergrowth, while Letho continued teasing his big friend.
Aye, Colin, rest your famished rudder a while. Try not to think of that lovely fresh water shrimp and otroot soup Deidre will be cooking up back at Summerdale. I'll wager she's baking flat cakes and a damson pudding too.
Colin's huge paw shot out, covering the outlaw's mouth.
Now don't you start going on about victuals, you rascal. It ain't funny. It's torture, that's what it is.
Letho wriggled away from the gagging paw.
Fair enough. I'll give up, if you promise not to smother me with that great mauler of yours.
They had lain there a while when Banya returned. She dropped some button mushrooms, a pear, and a few bilberries into Colin's lap.
There, that should keep the life in you a little longer.
She slouched down between her two friends. Leaning close to Letho's ear, the tough otter maid dropped her voice to a whisper.
Don't make any sudden moves, Shellhound. I've just found out we're being followed.
The outlaw did not stir, his lips scarcely moving as he inquired further.
Who is it and where are they?
Banya closed her eyes as if she were napping.
Cats. Nine of them all together. Don't know where they came from. They're not far behind us, but out of sight. I only spotted them by accident. I've got no idea how long they've been trailing us. What'll we do, mate?
Colin had been listening in. He twitched an eyebrow.
Aye, nay. That's only three apiece. Give the word, Letho, and we'll rush the villains. Shouldn't take long.
The outlaw retained his relaxed position.
No, stay where you are, and let me think a while. Take a nap.
One of the cats came tip-pawing back to where Scorecat Fleng and the remainder of his crew crouched behind some rocks. The scout made his report.
The otter maid never saw us. She gathered some victuals and gave them to the big un. They're taking a rest in the woodlands up ahead.
Fleng peered over the rocks, but the otters were too far off for him to see.
Taking a rest, eh? They surely ain't guessed that we're on their tails. Good. Now, I want you to get forward to where you can see them. Come back and tell me the moment they make a move. The rest of you lay still back here till I give the word. This should work out nicely.